So every 4th of July weekend, you expect to see fireworks, whether you're at a parade or you're downtown or wherever you're celebrating, you expect to see fireworks. But the fireworks that I didn't expect over the weekend were the ones that came out of LSU recruiting, because man, what a weekend it was for LSU's recruiting. We'll break down exactly who the purple and gold are getting in the fall of 2023 on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Amazon Music, whatever that might be. You can find us on your preferred podcast platform, but you can also find us on YouTube as well. If you prefer to watch the podcast, you can find us at Locked On LSU on YouTube. So make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a second of your Locked On LSU content. I mean, what a weekend it was for LSU recruiting over 4th of July weekend. So from July 1st to July 4th, LSU, in that four-day span, LSU landed 5 new recruits, all on the defensive side of the ball. 2 edge rushers, 2 defensive linemen, and 1 corner. So I'll break down the edge rushers first and foremost. So who exactly is LSU getting in the 2023 class? We'll start off, there was Joshua Mickens, and Jackson Howard in the edge rusher groups. We'll start with Joshua Mickens. He's a 6'5", 225-pound edge rusher out of Indianapolis. So he's the number 2 prospect out of the state of Louisiana and the 18th best edge rusher in the country. 24/7 Sports ranks him as the 164th best player in the country. A little bit of a discrepancy there between 24/7 Sports and On3. On3 ranked him as the number 34 prospect and number 7 edge rusher in the 2023 On300 rankings. So 18th on 24/7 and 7th on three. So I don't really know who to believe or to trust there, but I mean, a little bit of discrepancy, but time will tell once he gets to LSU. But 24/7 Sports wrote this about him, says he plays with his hair on fire. He's unregulated motor with an accompanying pursuit athleticism, shows chase down ability and provides dangerous backside threat flashes, encouraging dip and bend athleticism during the arc, so on and so forth, that they just boast about his athleticism and his speed and the fact that he just dials in on a target and goes after it. And I, you know, those are all great accolades, absolutely. But he picked LSU over UNC, Akron, Ball State, and Boston College, 4 other schools that he got offers from. So my biggest question about Joshua Mickens is, why didn't he have more offers? The only thing that I could pick out, you know, I didn't follow him in high school in Indianapolis. I don't follow Indianapolis high school football too closely. Maybe that's on me. But the only thing I could point out is maybe his size, 6'5", 225. I mean, he's got some nice height, but he can absolutely put on some more weight. I think he could add, you know, 20 to 30 more pounds, honestly. And that's something that he can work on throughout this next year. And also once he gets into LSU's weight room and he gets on a nutritional plan, he can absolutely put some weight on. But really, you know, his size is the only thing that I could look at. But at 225, yeah, that's smaller on the smaller side for an edge rusher at 6'5". But I don't think that's anything that, you know, per these descriptions from 24/7 Sports, that would push too many schools away. So that's one thing that I'm questioning is, why didn't he have more offers from more big time schools? Again, his offers were LSU, UNC, Akron, Ball State, and Boston College. That's a little bit of a red flag to me. But again, 24/7 Sports says he's a bona fide Power 5 caliber edge prospect. He checks a number of desired attributes in frame, athletic foundation, and production, projects as a potential impact player down the road for a high major school with a long-term potential to become an NFL draft candidate. So I look at that and I say, okay, bona fide Power 5, NFL draft candidate, high major school. Those things don't necessarily add up with the number of offers and the schools where those offers came from. But I'll look at that and say he'll come into LSU, and as a 4-star, I'll come into LSU and be able to kind of, you know, fine-tuned his craft and add some weight on a little bit. But when he was asked why he picked LSU, this is what he told the Bengal Tigers, that it was great, truthfully. They loved it. The people, the coaches, the players, the weather, and a lot other more other things stood out. The weather, I don't know if he went this month or last month. Probably not, I'm going to say. But that's kind of a theme that I saw throughout all of these recruits, why they picked LSU, people, coaches, and a lot of players said it felt like home. It felt like family. So it just kind of goes along with that theme there. But again, Joshua McGinn's out of Indianapolis, a four-star edge rusher coming into LSU and joining another four-star edge rusher out of the Midwest, Jackson Howard, a four-star out of Minneapolis. He's ranked per 24/7 Sports as the 96th best player in the nation, 11th best edge rusher, and the top player out of Minnesota. So he's a little bit more of a bigger guy, 6'4", 245, about 20 pounds. Has about 20 pounds on Joshua Mickens, but Jackson Howard is an absolute dude. He picked LSU over Minnesota, his hometown school, Miami and Michigan as well. But he told LSU Odyssey, he said, it makes me confident that the players around me are people that play at a high level and pushes me to be better. Our D-line will be great, not good, but great. And I think that also emphasizes how important these recruiting classes are to get going and to get moving, is because guys know each other around the country. They go to camps around the country. They're not strangers going into college. So they see one guy that is just an absolute dude, and they want to play with that. So that's what's so important about bolstering up this defensive line room, not just what exists now, but also the future recruiting classes, is to get these guys in and show, okay, no, this defensive line room or whatever position group room it might be, you know, that's full with a lot of talent. But the interesting thing too about Jackson Howard is, I mean, he is football just runs in the family. Football runs in his blood. His dad, Willie Howard, who played at Stanford, he was a second round pick to the Minnesota Vikings. He won the Morris Trophy his junior year at Stanford, which goes to the top defensive lineman in the Pac-12 conference. So I think that's always a good sign. Whenever they come from, you know, a family of football players, you know, his dad knows what it takes to succeed in college football. His dad knows what it takes, what you have to do in order to succeed at the level, at the college level, and to also move on to the professional level as well. So I think that's a big thing as well, as having, you know, his dad's expertise and experience in his corner, kind of pushing him along in this process as well. But there's also a cornerback commitment as well. Ashton Stamps, an in-state recruit, woohoo! The one Louisiana kid who committed over the weekend, but he's a three-star cornerback out of Metairie, played high school ball at Rummel, but he's the 79th ranked cornerback, the 32nd best out of the state of Louisiana. He had offers from Missouri and Nebraska and other in-state schools. He had offers from Nicholls and Tulane, and I'm sure some other in-state schools as well. But Ashton Stamps, another big one coming out of the state of Louisiana. And I can't, and I know you as well, can't emphasize enough the importance of bringing some of these in-state guys into Louisiana and bringing the talent in Louisiana into LSU. So that's some of the most important things. But two edge rushers, two of the best edge rushers in the country, two of the best defensive linemen in the country also committed to LSU over the weekend. So who are they? Who is LSU getting on the defensive line? We'll get into that coming up next. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. So there are so many different kinds of makes and models of cars, and then you add in electronic vehicles. Almost impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all of the parts that you need. So don't worry about going into the store and having to endure all kinds of intimidating questioning when you have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. So you can save time and money when using Rock Auto, because at some chain auto parts stores or dealerships, they'll upcharge 30%, 50%, even 100% for the exact same parts that they have at rockauto.com. So for example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump is $353 from your average chain auto parts store, and it's only $216 from Rock Auto. So you're saving big time cash with Rock Auto. Plus, it's a family business, and they've been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. So you're reliable, and they're reliably low prices for every single customer. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. All you got to do is just write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. So make sure to subscribe on our YouTube page, Locked On LSU. But again, LSU with a massive weekend over 4th of July weekend, landing 5 recruits in just 4 days. I mean, they were just dropping like flies over the weekend, and it was really, really fun to watch. But I mentioned how LSU picked up 2 edge rushers, Joshua Mickens and Jackson Howard, out of Indianapolis and Minneapolis, respectively, both 4 stars and also a 3-star corner out of Metairie Ashton Stamps, a Rumble kid and at-home kid. They also signed two defensive linemen commits, Deshaun Womack and Darren Reed. So Deshaun Womack is a defensive end at St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. Also, fun fact, he went to high school with LSU junior safety Jordan Tolles, who also played at St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. And I don't know how much of a role that played in Deshaun Womack's commitment. I don't know how close they were. I don't know if they're friends, but I'm sure it doesn't hurt having a guy that you're familiar with that came from your hometown, because Louisiana can be an intimidating place to be or to visit if you're not from around there. So I think that definitely, at least eased a little bit of anxiety there. But again, Deshaun Womack, he's ranked the 93rd overall player in the ESPN 300. 24/7 Sports has him at 105 overall, but lists him as the 13th best defensive lineman nationally and the 2nd best out of Maryland. He's 6'4", 255 pounds, a big kid. He chose LSU over Georgia, Ole Miss, and Oregon, and he's currently LSU's highest ranked recruit in the 2023 season. So what exactly was it about LSU that really interested Deshaun Womack? He spoke with Adam Friedman of Rivals, and this is what he had to say on why he ultimately chose LSU as his landing spot.
I thought LSU was a school for me because it felt like home to me. They brought me in and welcomed me very well. I got along with the coaches and the staff and players also. I seen that, like, the defensive scheme, of course, like, I can see myself playing the defensive scheme, and I get along with the players very well.
But yeah, there you go. It's like I mentioned it earlier in the show. So many players have referenced the fact that they love the coaches, the fact that they felt like they were at home, they felt like they were with their family at LSU. And I think that is, you know, something that players can say about whatever school they go to. You know, they're always going to say, you know, I love the coaches, I love the scheme, I love the system, I feel at home. But that's just something that really is hammered home by so many of these recruits, not just that have committed over the weekend, but just period. So that's a good thing that LSU kind of has in their back pocket as well. But like I said, I don't watch high school football in Indianapolis. I don't watch high school football in Minneapolis, and I don't watch high school football in Baltimore, where Deshaun Womack is from. But On3 says this about Deshaun Womack. He's an elite athlete in the camp setting who shows serious juice and power coming off the edge. Ran electronically timed 4.76 40. Not the fastest in the world, but he's also a D lineman, so that's pretty impressive. Jumped a 30-inch vertical and a 9.9 broad jump at 250 pounds in the spring. So he's already put on a little bit of weight. He's listed at 255 on 24/7, 250 in the spring. So he's already put on a little bit of weight since the spring. He possesses raw power and athleticism, has the power to shock players at the line of scrimmage, a handsy player that does an outstanding job initiating contact with his length, high upside player that could develop into a game wrecker at the next level if he can tune his pass rush arsenal. I think that's one thing that I've also noticed throughout all these recruits that came out over the weekend is a lot of these players have some of the things that you just can't coach, that you can't teach. And it's the athleticism, and it's the size, and it's just like that savage mentality. So once they get into LSU, LSU has the resources and the coaches and also the current players to be able to help these kind of young guys fine tune those things. It's exactly what On3 said. Deshaun Womack needed to take his game to the next level, which LSU can do. And the second defensive lineman that signed over the weekend is Darren Reed, a four-star defensive lineman out of Columbus, Georgia. He's sitting at 6'4", 270, another just big guy. Per 24/7 Sports, he's considered the 34th best defensive lineman, the 228th best prospect in the country in the class of 2023. He's an incredibly dominant force up front. And LSU landing Reed was a huge upset over Ohio State. A ton of national recruiting insiders slated him to Ohio State. I think a lot of Ohio State fans were expecting Ohio State to ultimately be where he committed. two defensive coaches at Ohio State have ties to the state of Georgia, whether they're from there or played there or coached high school ball there. So it kind of seemed like a pretty natural fit for Reed to head to Ohio State, where, you know, he had at least some sort of at-home ties. Of course, he's from Columbus, Georgia. But he decided to go to LSU, he said, most of all because of the atmosphere. He said, I was at my other home when I'm down there. What stood out to me was how welcomed I felt when I was down there, and it was never a dull moment. The coaches, the family vibe, and the fact that they have a hands-on mechanical engineering program. That's another thing with Damone Reed is he is very serious about school. It, like he said, he wants to be in the mechanical engineering program, which is not easy. I didn't do it, and there's a reason why. And that's another reason why a lot of people slated him to Ohio State, was because of how good Ohio State's engineering program is. Well, I mean, if you're familiar at all with LSU's education side of things, not just LSU football, LSU is an excellent engineering program as well. So, I mean, that just kind of fits along as well. It also just shows you how serious Jerome Reed really is, that he's coming to be a student and he's coming to play football. And I know, like, some people may be rolling their eyes at that, like, I didn't come here to play school. But I think that whenever you see a guy's commitment in the classroom, that also translates to his commitment on the field as well. So a quick recap. Over the weekend, LSU signed 5 new recruits. Darren Reed, a defensive lineman. Deshaun Wobak, defensive lineman. Joshua Mickens, edge rusher. Jackson Howard, edge rusher. Ashton Stamps, cornerback out of New Orleans. So LSU's 2023 class is as follows. They got a 4-star defensive lineman in Darren Reed, 4-star edge rusher Joshua Mickens, 4-star edge rusher Jackson Howard, 4-star tight end Mack Markway out of St. Louis, 4-star corner Daylon Austin out of California, 4-star running back Trey Holly out of Farmerville, local kid, 4-star safety Michael Doherty out of Loganville, Georgia, 4-star safety Ryan Yates out of Texas, 3-star wide receiver Kyle Parker out of Texas as well, and also the 3-star corner Ashton Stamps. So LSU's 2023 class currently ranked at 16. But we heard it from Darren Reed, and we heard it from Deshaun Womack, and we heard it from so many other defensive recruits that have committed in the 2023 class about how they felt at home with the coaching staff and how committed they felt the coaching staff was to their development. So what exactly about the coaching staff, and who exactly is getting all of these star-studded recruits into Baton Rouge? I want to get into that coming up next. So the people who brought you Healthy and Tasty comes the latest gift to your taste buds. And you've probably tried the amazing coconut brownie chunk Built Bar. But guess what? They've got a coconut brownie chunk puffs treatment. That's right. Your favorite flavor, the coconut brownie chunk Built Bar flavor that you love, in a delicious, chewy, super light, covered in 100% real chocolate, fluffy marshmallow that's infused with protein. So stop drooling about it and listen to me, because they're good for you. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and you don't have to sacrifice any of the deliciousness for it. The coconut brownie chunk puffs are only here for a limited time. So go now to built.com to make sure that you don't miss out, because I know you are not going to want to miss out on this. They're going fast because they taste amazing and they're good for you. They've got collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently, and they've got tons of health benefits. You can eat something that tastes good and it's good for you. That protein is good for your hair, your skin, your nails, and it'll keep you full all day long. Plus, the best part about Built Puffs is that they taste amazing, but you can enjoy them guilt-free, because they're really good for you. They're the perfect treat. I have a sweet tooth, and I know that I want to stick to eating right, and Built Bars and Built Puffs are the perfect option for me. When you've got a craving and you need to satisfy your sweet tooth like I need to satisfy mine, but you want a quick and healthy snack, they're an excellent source of protein. There's delicious coconut, rich, sweet brownie, creamy marshmallow. Stop fantasizing and get to Built.com to order your box of coconut brownie chunk Built Puffs right now. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, that's one word, LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15.
LSU recruits itself, first of all. I knew that they already were loaded up front. I knew what they already had, watching their bowl games, watching LSU play. But I think Coach Kelly had a plan, and his plan aligned with what I wanted to do with my career and where I wanted to take it, and it was an easy sell.
So Jamar Cain, LSU's defensive line coach and also defensive run game coordinator, which I think is such a fun position, has been putting in some absolute work. Because looking into these recruits and where and who recruited them and who they were talking to, 9 times out of 10, it was Jamar Cain who was putting in that work. So, I mean, he was brought into this Brian Kelly coaching staff. He's brand new. He was working at Oklahoma before he came to LSU. And I didn't know much about him. But seeing how many star-studded recruits wanted to come to LSU and play with him, and not just in-state recruits. And, you know, I want to focus in on in-state recruits and some difficulties that LSU might be having in-state later on this week. So make sure to check back at a later podcast for that. But, I mean, these players are coming from every which way. Minneapolis, Indianapolis, Georgia. I mean, these players are coming from everywhere. So what is it about Jamar Cain specifically? Because, I mean, there's other aspects of this coaching staff as well, but I think the common denominator here is four defensive linemen. They want to play with this defensive lineman coach. So Jamar Cain coming from Oklahoma, here are just some of his accolades. He helped Oklahoma in 2020 when they were the number 7 in the nation and with turnover margin, plus 11. His defense collected 12 fumble recoveries, 11 interceptions, so on and so forth. So, I mean, his on-the-field things in the past, his on-the-field accolades are incredibly impressive. Now, none of that matters anymore. What really matters is what Jamar Cain is able to do on the field. How is he able to manage how much talent LSU has in this defensive line room? Because if you ask me, what are you most excited about? What are you most looking forward to? And what do you have, which position group do you have the most confidence in when it comes to LSU football in 2022? It's the defensive line. And so that's on Jamar Cain to manage all of that talent and to help it reach its full potential, because that's something in the past, not just the defensive line group, but all position groups have struggled with at LSU, at least in recent history. So I listened to Jamar Cain and his recruiting philosophy and how he understands that LSU recruits itself, but he's also got to put in the work. So what was it about LSU that attracted him there after spending time across the country, but out of the Southeast? Why did he want to come to LSU? Jamar Cain spoke with LSU Sports, and this is what he had to say.
I think the biggest thing for me was I just wanted to come and play against the best and compete against the best. And the SEC West is what it's about. Every game you're going to coach against the best and you're going to play against the best. So that was the biggest draw to LSU for me. The LSU's had a great history of great defensive linemen. And I've been told that throughout the community, just in the grocery store or wherever I'm at. I try to build off that history and making sure our guys understand the brand that we want to get around to our players.
He wants to be with the best. Because he wants to be the best. And that, I think, is comfort enough. And the number of recruits, defensive line recruits, and really defensive recruits in general. I mean, I listed off the number of recruits that LSU assigned in the 2023 class. There are a couple wide receivers thrown in there. But for the most part, D-linemen, corners, safeties, so on and so forth. They want to be a part of this defense. And that's what Jamar Cain is helping build up. No, he's not the defensive coordinator. But with the sheer number and sheer talent of defensive line commits coming into LSU in the 2023 class, I'm pleased with what I've seen on the recruiting trail so far. Up next is what's on the field. But so far, so good with Jamar Cain. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you so much for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. You can get more on the SEC by making Locked On SEC your second listen. Make every day Everyday host Chris Gordy and the local experts have locked on to you across the SEC in 30 minutes. So make sure to make Locked On SEC your second listen.